President Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth. When we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprints, Don Nikoloff. To Evidence Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this May the 12th on the West Coast, now May the 13th on the East Coast, and in the Central Time Zone. We would also like to welcome those listening in on Wind Talkers Radio Network around the world, especially those in the U.S. military. You may want to pay attention to tonight's show. As, any night, but particularly tonight, we're going to be talking about some things that we know you'll be interested in. Also, we'd like to welcome those listening in on blogtalkradio.com on the Internet. Lots of news out there, lots of disinformation out there, lots of spin, lots of propaganda, lots of fear. I sense. I had a great day, and my readers and listeners alike will be very pleased to know that I completed posting all the documents that go along with the last Eisenhower piece that I penned, Teenage Mutant Ninja Birth Certificates. And there are a variety of links within the text of the document that you can click on, and then a page will open up with the specific document that I'm referring to, and you will notice that I've also added some commentary, because there are people that will go to the documents page and wonder, well, what is this or what is that? But I also took the liberty of expanding on my take on what these documents really represent. It would have made at least the article would have been 40 pages longer. So they're there for you to see that these are not wild charges that I'm making, that they're substantiated by the very acts that the perpetrators that I've written about in this last piece actually undertook. And, you will see that there are two presidents of the United States that were involved in this scam. One of them being Dwight David Eisenhower, from the top to the bottom, actually, and Lyndon Baines Johnson, who became the President of the United States after the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Very pertinent stuff. In fact, it shows you who had an interest in Texas and why Texas was chosen to be the state in which Kennedy would be assassinated. Don't be fooled by the old stories, folks. We know that there was a conspiracy, and this article that I penned on Eisenhower certainly shows how the conspiracy was created, how it functioned, how it supported itself, and much, much more. So if you haven't read that article, go to my website, directlightproductions.com. Click on Articles, and you will see it at the top of the index page, Teenage Mutant Ninja Birth Certificates. I encourage you also to read the other articles, because there's an analysis of photographs, documentation, and genealogy as well. This last article dealt more with the corruption aspect of money laundering, theft of public funds, whether it was from the Veterans Administration, Social Security, and a whole host of other methods that were used. And there is a fourth church that is involved. And I alluded to that on last night's show, but that's a topic for another show. So with that now, we're going to shift gears, and we're going to get into some things that deal on a more personal level with our listeners, the issue of health. And tonight's guest was on last night, and I plan to have him on anyway, again, two nights in a row. He is a health scientist and an herbalist, a historian, a musician, and my good friend, Michael Anthony. Michael, welcome back to Evident Footprints.
Hey, thank you, Don. Good morning. Great to be back.
Well, I had a lot of compliments on the show last night. People really enjoyed it. They felt it was very informative, and so I wanted to extend that to you.
That's great to hear, Don. Thank you. I enjoy hearing that very much. It's very rewarding, Don, and I appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
My pleasure. Now, last night, I as we closed out the show, I told the audience that we were going to be talking about health issues. And, you know, there's all this talk, there's all this fear about mandatory health insurance and a bunch of other things. And though we don't want to focus primarily on that aspect because it's draconian legislation, just like the other types of corruption that we've been talking about, this is to pad the pockets of insurance companies, which are a cash cow for the securitization, which is illegal, and the hypothecation of the derivatives hedge fund market on Wall Street. It's a game that the Fed and the U.S. Treasury has been playing. There were numerous stories about why they need to get their hands on this money, and they decided health was going to be one of the reasons. The issue of health to the average person is, am I going to be able to go see a doctor and have and get medical treatment? Or if I go to a hospital, is someone going to take care of me? They're focusing on being sick instead of being healthy, number one. And if the pharmaceutical companies were doing their job, would we have all these sick people anyway? That's sort of a rhetorical question there that Sure. we all can answer. And with everything else that's going on, the poisoning of our air.
Hello, Don?
Our food, our skies.
Don, I lost you.
Okay, I'm still here, Michael.
Okay,
I
good.
You, so.
Okay, I'm sorry, I thought I lost you.
Okay.
Yeah, well, Don, as far as everything you said there, of course, the insurance companies had nothing to do with the health care plan, right? According to Barry Sotoro, no. But we're forced to do business with them, even though they didn't want anything to do with this. They're just happy to be in the right spot at the right time, I guess. And, of course, Don, totally outrageous from a financial perspective that in our country we're being told by our government supposedly we have to do business with this company here. Otherwise, we'll be fined. I mean, if you ever heard of a racket, I mean, that sure fits the definition to a T. And from the health perspective, though, Don, what they're after is definitely to control us further with our health so that we can stay healthy. I mean, that's clearly the intention there.
Yes, and that bill that the health care issue was snuck inside was basically 2,700 pages, possibly 200 pages dealt with the health care issue, and the rest of it was about gun control and all other types of communistic legislation, you know, moving this country into a dictatorship, basically.
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine if you don't, if you do not get involved with the healthcare plan and get that monthly insurance bill sent to you? I guess they have a new section of the IRS goon squad, I guess, that have the supposed authority to harass us further. I mean, it's incredible, Don.
Yeah.
Just outrageous.
They hired they hired an extra 17,000 agents to enforce this. Now, let's use, for a moment, let's use AIG as an example of an insurance company. You know, I suppose they're going to demand that we get these policies with AIG.
Yeah. Or I'm sure there'll be subsidiaries done, and eventually, even if there's some independence, possibly, it won't be long before it's all monopolized, the competition squeezed out, it's all going into the same old pockets.
Yes,
ultimately,
yes.
The banksters.
Well, the good news for some people, and this was heard on True Watts, I should say Dr. A. True Watts, the story behind the story this evening. He had two guests there who were part of a lawsuit. There's a class action lawsuit being brought against certain individuals named. in regard to this draconian legislation. And, you know, I suppose if they pass a law that says you have to spend $1,000 a month in the movies, most people will say, well, I'm only spending $900. What's another $100? Yeah, I guess I can swing that as long as they give me time off at work and still pay me.
Yeah, sure.
You know, sure. Of course, I'm being a bit ridiculous, but it's gotten that ridiculous.
It is. It's totally absurd.
It's the monopolization of the industry by the government that is supposed to be there to prohibit monopolization. You know,
that is their purpose for existence, and only real purpose aside from controlling our borders, securing our borders.
Who was it that promoted these types of programs? Was it Karl Marx? Again, that name looms.
I remember Adolf Hitler, too.
Yes. Yes. So, oh, well, you know.
It's really comforting to know how much they care for our well-being, though, Don. And in fact, I get a teary eye just thinking about it every time, how much those commies love us.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, you need to ask yourself. Or, you know, this would be something for the listeners to do. Do some research and find out how many Russians were required to have health insurance. And, or now. I mean, just because they tell us communism is dead over there doesn't mean it is. And we have listeners in Russia, and they watch what's going on here now, and they say it's worse than what they had, you know, at the height of communism under the...
That's the scary part.
Yeah, yeah. And of course... They don't know the half of it. They're not seeing what's actually going on here. They're hearing about it. But
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they were aware that when Jorge Bushwacker there started off Homeland Insecurity, that they imported the ex-KGB chief along with the ex-Nox Stasi chief from East Berlin, Marcus Wolf character. So I'm sure the Russians were aware that one of their comrades were coming over here to work for our good old government, Uncle Sam.
Yeah. Now, there's an interesting fact that I dug up a couple of weeks ago, and I was, you know, I was reading about Halliburton, and I kept coming across these links between Hillary Clinton and some of these international corporations, and I decided to look up Cheney's background, Dick Cheney, the former vice president on 9/11. And his father's name is Benjamin Pierce Cheney.
Oh.
And his grandfather's name is Benjamin Pierce Cheney. And when I went into the Mormon database to look up where they might be from, it said Russia.
Surprise, surprise.
Now, I didn't make that up. That's their data.
Okay. Well, you know, Don, it sounds like, is that the same Pierce family that Barbara Bush is from? Her mom's side of the family?
Well, you see, they make these names up, okay? But,
okay.
You know, we got to find out what Cheney's real name is, okay?
Right.
You see, does it really matter in the end? Does it really matter what his name is, as long as you know that he's not who he says he is, or any of them for that matter?
That's a fact.
You see? So we have, for those Russian listeners out there that are telling us how bad it is, well, we've inherited your thugs. We've inherited the criminals that left the former Soviet Union.
Yes, the financiers that had greased all the wheels to start off the Bolsheviks over there have imported a lot of their descendants.
Mm-hmm. And they got where they got today by being parasites to the system here long ago when they professed to be leaders in the Soviet Union.
Good old non-producers just taking over.
Yeah. It's amazing, Michael. But, you know, I encourage people to read this stuff so they can see for themselves. They'll have a really deep understanding of what I'm talking about from doing that. And
it just further connects the dots, Don, on everything that, you know, you cover in other shows regarding the obvious un-American activity that's been existing nonstop in Washington, D.C. for the last easy, you know, 50 years. I mean, clearly it goes further back than that, but for the last 50 years, very blatant un-American activity coming from our own government.
Yeah. Now get this. This is a new one on me, and I don't know what the source of this story is, but I was talking to a friend this evening who informed me that Hawaii has passed a law that the short-legged Mac Daddy was born in Hawaii. They have to pass a law. I suppose that they in Ohio they could pass a law that Don Nikoloff was born in Ohio. Michael Anthony was born in New York. On and on. We can pass 300 million laws.
That's ridiculous.
That some of us were born in where we say we were. But yeah, what about all the other ones? I mean, it serves no purpose, right? Why would they pass such a law?
It's totally absurd.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if it's just spin or just disinfo that's out there, but I have to say it's disinfo because I know it couldn't be true.
Yes, it doesn't make sense.
In other words, the law doesn't make the lie true.
Exactly.
Okay. But that's desperation.
Yes. Well, that's good to hear. Like to know that the enemy of our country is getting desperate. Well, as long as we keep the reins on them so they don't pull off any more false flag activity. That's the only concern when they get desperate.
And then there's a new video out that says that Barack Obama or the short-legged Mac Daddy, whatever name you want to give him, is the Antichrist. That all of these names are found in the Hebrew text of the Bible. Mm-hmm. And I just responded to that whole thing after I watched it as if that's the best Satan can do, he's in a lot of trouble.
Well,
doesn't
that's
even
how
have
it
papers
is.
For him.
That's how it is, Don, with despots, you know. They're all usually quite pathetic characters.
Yeah.
But they sold their souls for materialism. They worship at the feet of Lucifer, and that's where they get their material power for a duration, a limited duration. Because, of course, Lucifer himself is a loser. Mm-hmm. He doesn't really have any power. And so, this guy fits the M.O. just like the previous loser did, and just like the previous loser before him, Clinton, Bush, now Satoru.
And there are plenty of other ones, too. I mean...
There's a lot of wannabes.
One by one, you can go through there. And there are common denominators with all of them. They're all Masons. They're all members of secret societies. They all have participated in things that go on at Bohemian Grove.
Very sexual, very sexually perverted. In the last two instances with Satoru and Jorge Bushwacker, where they're both homosexuals, where Clinton... Apparently, he might have been bisexual. I don't know. Clearly, though, had a lot of sexual perversion, and probably the reports are even with young girls. And so they always have that part of that defect in their character as well.
Well, we don't want to talk about that tonight, but maybe next time.
What the definition is Don.
Yeah. Okay, so what we're doing here, folks, is basically pointing or painting a picture of those that are passing this draconian legislation, and they're criminal minds, number one, whose only goal is to further enrich their illicit coffers and continue with their unlawful activities. And then the question is, do you want to participate in that? Do you want to feed it? Is it your decision that you have to do that? You
That's
see,
the question.
The whole system is predicated on giving away your power.
That's right.
Personal power. That's what feeds it. As we discussed on last night's show, these are the non-producers telling the producers what they have to do. These are the parasites telling the healthy body what it must do, all the while trying to make it sick at the same time.
Yes, sir, Don, and that's the bottom line to it all. And I was just telling some friends recently regarding this law and how ridiculous it is and illegal and un-American. And simply, what happens when they pass a law that says you got to kill yourself, jump off of the nearest bridge? Are you going to do that, too? And so, of course, it's totally ridiculous, and me personally, I will not cooperate with it. I will not participate. If they try to fine me and fine me, well, good luck, because I won't pay the fines, and I'm not going to go to jail either. I'm not going to participate in any kind of ridiculous un-American law. And it's going to be curious to see how far they get with it, as the word is some various states in the union are already working on preventing that from occurring within their states, that federal law has no jurisdiction. And these are all the rightful defenses we have as states. And whenever a federal government such as ours right now is so out of control and trying to dominate our lives in ways that it has no authority to. Mm-hmm. And the bottom line, Don, as far as the health goes, you know, I have the best insurance in the world. I already do. I always have. It's called G-O-D. God's Way of Living. That's the best insurance we need to learn about. Because when we follow God's way of treating our bodies, disease is pretty much unknown.
Yes.
And what better insurance policy can one have but to never really know what disease is, because it doesn't occur simply because they are operating within the natural laws that this world is structured by. And as long as we adhere to these natural laws, lo and behold, our health remains very, very robust. And we will never be prey to problems that everybody else deals with. And that's the other real sad part about this healthcare plan, of course, is that you have people out there that unfortunately think it's a good thing, because now I guess they have something free that they didn't have before, which is still pretty ridiculous. Because in our country, Don, last I heard, even illegals get easy treatment at any medical facility, let alone Americans. And I'm sure probably illegals even get a better treatment than legitimate Americans do today. But nonetheless, for the most part, if you need to see somebody, a doctor or whatever, in the form, the established medical area, I believe they still pretty much take you in. And but nonetheless, it's all a waste of time, because they're not real scientists applying real science towards the health and restoration of health of any of their patients. And so it's because of that, it's a waste of time. But health is very easy to restore and to maintain. It's so easy, it's incredible. And I demonstrate that all the time throughout the work I do and all the clientele that I have.
Yeah. Now, let's just for a moment, let's review one particular aspect of what is tucked into this bill that we talked about, besides the mandatory insurance, which is nothing more than monopolization and fear-mongering to cause people to assume that they have to do this. One thinks through this. This is like a person that doesn't drive, a person that walks around the town all day and gets from place to place just by walking. Maybe it's someone that lives somewhere where they have everything they need, everything they require to survive is right there in their neighborhood. Say someone that lives in a high rise in New York City, for example. They can go shopping, they can buy their clothes, they can get everything they need. Telling them that they have to buy a particular kind of automobile when they have no intention of driving whatsoever. Now,
exactly.
Okay. Now, how about the person that doesn't get sick?
That's right.
Being forced to comply with this, you see, it's infringing your rights. It's impinging upon your rights to make your own choices. Well, that's the whole idea. They don't want you to have any choices. So now they put out the GMO foods that they want, the genetically modified foods with virtually no nutrition, no nutritive value, in other words. And
in
then,
addition, oh, yeah.
Then to tell you that, well, you know, when you get sick from these foods, you have to take these pharmaceutical drugs. Otherwise, your insurance will lapse, whether you paid the money or not, you see.
And then you get fined.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So
and maybe go to jail.
So in these GM foods, they're and we should maybe call them General Motors foods, you know. In those foods, which are deprived of the natural nutrients or any nutrients for that matter,
well, you know, Don, you have
conditions to get sick.
Sure. And not just the GM foods that they're creating over the last 15 years, but also, well, the laboratory foods. And what do I mean by that? Well, Twinkies and all that packaged stuff you see on the shelves there.
Processed foods. Yeah.
So processed, right? And it's technically laboratory food.
Yeah.
I mean, it's has very little any of nature in it. It's all denatured. And all of that robs people of their health over time.
Okay.
What
I was going to say is that, we have to take steps to make sure that the food we eat is nutritious.
Right.
Okay.
Real food, Don. That's what we call real food.
Real food. And then one can embark upon a program to make sure that their immune system is intact and that they're doing everything they possibly can to prevent illness from occurring in the first place.
It's so easy to do. And, you know, just a little example, how easy it is. So working with people and stuff, and I got to strengthen them up while they're using my formulas. And so what do I eat, Mike? You know, and I'm trying to get them established with the proper routines. You should always eat a very light breakfast. Never eat a heavy breakfast. Never start your day off that way. And there's a lot of people that are used to that and starting off with coffee. And without it, then their day doesn't start very well. But that's a bad habit. The stimulants from the caffeine and stuff are causing all kinds of damage. And you're not getting real energy. You're just getting a stimulation. So you get burned out over time, as they all do from that approach when they start their day. And so as I get them to break their habits, Donna, say, for us here in the Northeast and pretty much around the country, all through the fall, winter, up to now, while apples are still in season, say, get a nice apple. And, of course, there's various styles, whatever you like. And just dig into that apple when you're hungry in the morning and have that without anything else, maybe a little cinnamon powder, maybe a little bit of dates, and that makes it a candy apple, all natural, never get a cavity, and it's technically a candy apple. It's so good. And watch what that apple does. It's so strengthening to the entire system, it's incredible. And the old saying, an apple a day keeps a doctor away. Now, these people in the old days, they knew exactly what they were talking about. They were very smart. Apples are so powerful, it's incredible. And we're so lucky to have them. And as I tell that to people around here in New York, local clientele, Northeast, and it's like, you know, they grow around here so abundantly, and hardly anybody really eats them around here, and I scratch my head all the time. And they do everything. They warm the body. They strengthen the body. They nourish the body, head to toe. As long as you eat it, like all fruit, all by itself, with nothing else. A little cinnamon spice is fine, or other fruit with it. That's okay, but no protein or starches. That is so key. And so, Don, a simple little change in a diet like that, including that nice apple, what a difference it makes.
Yes. Now, you know, apple seeds themselves are ingestible.
Absolutely, sure.
I can recall when I was young, my mother would say, now make sure you don't eat the seeds. They'll kill you. You know, they're dangerous. Well, they have arsenic. There's a certain content of arsenic.
Yes.
Apricots.
That's right.
Very high content of arsenic, which is an anti-carcinogenic.
It's present, yet it's compounded in such a way, Don, where it's not really toxic. And
yes.
Then if it were to be toxic, you'd have to ingest a large volume of that.
Yes, of course. But, you know, you could eat 4 or 5 of those a day and do no harm to yourself.
Absolutely.
They're prescribed by those that practice holistic health, and people swear by them. So
that's right. And apricot kernel oil is one of my favorites for a very. It's an exotic oil in a sense that it's rare and it does cost a lot of money. But there's something about that oil. I tell you, when you ingest some daily for a little while, you'll see the difference.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I'm glad you brought up oil, because the types of oils that people consume are a big problem. Some of them are not nutritious. Some of them are actually not what the body requires, and the body cannot process properly, can't digest it and convert it into energy. It gets it contributes to the buildup of plaque in one's circulatory system. When you look at a person that you can see is very much into fast foods. It's usually the types of oils that they consume, along with the heavy starch content that contributes to obesity.
Sure.
So the types of oils. Name some of the oils that you feel are the ones people would best benefit from in their cooking.
You bet, Don. And first, let me just mention generally, you stay away from anything hydrogenated as far as an oil, because that they will contribute all the problems that Don just mentioned. Now, the healthy oils that you want, of course, they always have to be mechanically or cold pressed. How does the oil get extracted from that seed? And that's very important to know. And so if your oil source does not list on the bottle cold pressed or mechanically pressed, expeller pressed, that means that most likely it's chemically extracted. The seeds, the nuts, whatever it is, they are soaking in chemical solvents, and then the oils are lifted off from those solvents. And, of course, there's chemical residue in that oil when they bottle it.
Yeah.
So that alone makes it very unhealthy. And so it's important to make sure the oils are extracted in this natural fashion without the aid of chemicals. And then you have such a wide variety. My favorites, of course, and an essential is olive oil, because olive oil is very special that it possesses a unique type of essential fatty acid that's not very common. And they call it an omega-9 today when they refer to essential fatty acids in omegas. Then you have, to me, wheat germ oil is excellent to mix with the olive oil, but any other vegetable oil too. And safflower, sunflower, sesame seed oil. They're all great, but my favorites are, and flaxseed oil, and hemp oil. These are all excellent oils.
And coconut oil.
Coconut oil, right, Don? Absolutely. Very unique oil right there, too. Now, all of these are called fats. And even butter, organic butter, it's definitely very healthy as long as it's organic and the cows are truly eating grass most of the year out in the sun where it's a sweet milk that they generate. That butter is very healthy. And so these fats do not cause fat. When you see somebody with a overweight problem with a lot of fat, that's not from these fats. That's from the fats Don was mentioning that are indigestible and therefore accumulate in such a way, putting on what they call today cellulite. And that's all just hydrogenated oils and other proteins that are indigestible. And it accumulates and starches, and it accumulates and accumulates, and that's what they call cellulite today. But with these good fats, these good oils, you'll get nice, healthy tissue, tight tissue, muscular tissue. So it's necessary. That's why they call them essential fatty acids, because the body needs these fats. And along with those fats, Don, what is really at the top of the list are minerals. Minerals seem to be the most important nutrient that the body's really looking for pretty steady.
And that's what most of our foods lack because of the overuse of the soil and replenishment of the soil with chemicals.
That's right. And then also the processing of that food before it's coming out as the final end product, too. That's right, Don.
Yes.
Exactly. And it's hard to get really rich mineralized foods. And when you're getting organic fruit at the store, you have to realize simply that it's probably fairly safe to eat, that whatever spray they're using, it's not a very toxic spray, and that's all good. And if it's an apple or something, I always still recommend peeling it. But in addition, that the soil itself still may not have the nutrient content that the roots would want to pull in, which would then yield a high mineral content in that fruit when it's ripe. And so that's why I came up with dragon juice, because from various foods that are excellent for these nutrients, especially minerals, it's all in the dragon juice with a natural chemistry. I'm not adding any mineral supplements or vitamin supplements. It's all from the foods that I use in that formulation, and it provides all that all the minerals and vitamins and enzymes and whole sugars, because that's what the body really runs on. And when I get diabetic cases, and they, you know, so Michael kind of died and stuff, I said, well, you're going to be on this diet here. And they say, well, you know, sugar in that diet. And I said, exactly. That's what the body runs on. Doesn't run on protein. And the simple proof of that, and to show how contradictory the medical field is, because they make it sound like you got to have protein, got to have protein. And well, if, and therefore people assume, therefore, their body's running on protein. Yet when you, someone's in a critical condition, they're rushed to an emergency ward and they have to sustain, get their, keep, sustain their life. Otherwise, they're going to lose the patient. So what do? They IV them intravenous with what? Sugar water, not protein water. If when you're that critical, that protein water could kill you because your body's that weak. No, they have to put sugar into the system quick to keep that body, the vital signs, functioning. And so, unfortunately, with the IV, they use it garbage, a cheap sugar, crap. It's no good. And therefore, they don't get the great results with the IV technique. And so the body runs on sugar, and that's how it is. And you have to adhere to the golden rule, though, to keep sugars away from protein and starches. But the mineral content is the most really important nutrient the body seems to need primarily throughout the week, then vitamins, enzymes, and I'll say that the rest of these categories are all secondary. I wouldn't say essential fatty acids are in third and the enzymes are in fourth. I would say they're all really secondary because the body needs all that too. But minerals seem to be the predominant thing that the body wants in order to sustain optimum health, more so than vitamins, enzymes, and whole, and the essential fatty acids.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, just for those listeners out there that are, you mentioned omega-9s, and they're... Welcome back to Evident Footprints. If you were listening and noticed that the show dropped out, it did. Our servers were offline there. The stream, I should say, went offline. And we appreciate you being patient and hanging in there with us. So we understand we missed about 7 minutes here, or you missed 7 minutes. Michael and I were talking up a storm here, sharing all kinds of juicy information, no pun intended, about apples and health. And certainly we were talking about oils. That may sound familiar to some of you if you were listening. It's amazing. The health issues certainly seem to be sensitive, so important that even computer servers can go down. So that said, I welcome back to the show, Mr. Michael Anthony. Michael, welcome back.
Great to be back, Don.
Yes, we've been here all along talking, and then, we discovered that no one was hearing us. At least with their ears. Of course, they were probably hearing us in spirit, right?
I'm sure.
Well, you were talking about the food combinations and how they're important for a person,
yes,
you know, to stay away from sugars when they're eating starches
or proteins.
And
that's right.
Or proteins. In fact, there's new research coming out that says that we should use starches very sparingly when consuming proteins. That in and of itself, that combination can also cause obesity.
Well,
have you heard that?
Well, I don't know how legitimate that one is, Don. It all depends on the source of that protein or starch. Mm. And so I don't really know if that's really legitimate scientific fact. But what is for sure is mixing the sugar with a starch or a protein, it's going to cause havoc on the digestive system. And that's the beginning of a lot of people's health issues. And often my clients are always surprised as I have to work with them. Like I had another Lyme case here with a senior citizen, and she's been dealing with the Lyme for months and going downhill. So they kept hearing about me, so they figured they'd give me a try. And so lo and behold, just in 1 week, everybody's stunned with the improvement. And I had to work on the digestive system right away because of her age and the weakness of the digestion system, the auto intoxication of it. So I had to do some work on that first so my formulas could really kick in. And everybody's always usually amazed. Well, Mike, I really don't have a stomach problem. I have a Lyme infection. And so I always have to explain with a laugh how you have a bad stomach. That's why you're ill. Otherwise, an infection couldn't even really set in. And so the stomach is truly the key to or the center of our health. Impossible to get ill if the stomach and digestion system is truly open and clean. Mm-hmm. And as far as nourishment goes, we were saying, Don, I think just when we got cut off, when we were wrapping up with the need of high-quality oils, essential fatty acids, and that ultimately minerals seem to be the most important nutrient the body's looking for pretty steady throughout the week. And then secondary are the vitamins, the enzymes, the whole sugars, the amino acids, and the essential fatty acids. And so all minerals are not the same either. So you can't assume just because you're taking a mineral supplement with vitamins that that calcium or that iron in it or whatever other mineral it is truly being digested and assimilated, because all calcium is not the same. All iron is not the same chemically.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's the key. You need the right chemistry of these nutrients. And that's why I rely on Mother Nature for that rather than try to duplicate it in a laboratory. I just go right to the original laboratory, which is Mother Nature, and there I extract or utilize the various botanicals that are very nutrient-rich and then apply them in my formulas like the dragon juice, which is stunning in effects, totally stunning. When the body gets the real nutrition, like I recently had a situation with a lady, an elderly, and she told me that she was bedridden for quite a while. She came across my dragon juice through somebody. And she said, Mike, I just had a little bit of it, and I was up mopping my floor in no time. I couldn't get over it.
Yeah.
She just told me the other day, she was power washing. And she goes, Mike, I never did that before. She said, I'm moving furniture around because I have family coming in, and I'm lifting it up. I'm cleaning under and stuff. I could never do that before. And she's a senior. She's at least in her, like, latter part of her 70s.
Yeah.
And so that's what happens when you get the true nourishment coming into that system. The body loves it, and it's the real fuel that makes the body go. And it's the sugars with the minerals, the enzymes, the vitamins. When you give it all of that, along with the amino acids, when you give it all of that in that right chemistry and quantity, which is not much, it has nothing to do so much with quantity as with quality. That's what really matters. A little bit of the right stuff goes a lot further than a lot of the wrong stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the results are always just dramatic. And that's why often when I have to describe my dragon juice to people, when they call up and inquire about it, and I say, it literally resurrects the dead. I've seen people bedridden all the time, written off by the doctors, and they're up and walking around in no time just on dragon juice.
Yeah.
And as well as even with animals, like dogs in particular love that dragon juice because it's sweet with the local honey that I use.
Mm-hmm.
And Don, often, I haven't had a situation in a while now, a couple years, where I get called in on parvo cases with young puppies dying from parvo. I come in with the dragon juice infection killer, bam, save all the puppies every single time.
Yeah, I testify to the efficacy of the dragon juice. When I first started drinking it, actually, which is a couple of years ago, I found that that I could really build up my stamina for research. You know, when you're doing a lot of thinking or discerning, you burn up a lot of subtle energy.
And it's very fatiguing.
You don't notice it until it hits you. And you know, you might be working for a couple of hours and all of a sudden feel really drained. Or you could work for 8 hours and then feel really drained. Mike, I could work with 20 hours straight without stopping. And other than to get myself another glass of dragon juice.
Yes.
And I would literally have to decide it's time to go to sleep now. Not because I had to. I knew that I needed to rest my body and regenerate that more subtle energy. And that occurs during sleep. You can get a short burst of energy, like an athlete that eats a candy bar or gets a certain type of maybe a health drink that does replace those sugars that you were talking about, and that gives them a lift. But I stayed even keel, didn't feel stressed out, didn't feel agitated or fidgety or nervous whatsoever. Just felt like everything was fine. And it
feeling
was
like a kid.
Yeah.
Feeling like a kid, Don.
And you've heard me talk about your rapid heal, for example. And recently I had an instance to use it. I was doing some woodworking, and I was for a moment thoughtless about a procedure that I've done thousands of times. And in the process, I had a piece of wood kick back on me while I was cutting a groove in it, and it hit my knuckle. And the top of the nail on the opposite hand, and there was some serious bleeding going on. And I tended to that very quickly, and I have my own procedures for stopping it. But I had some swelling, especially on the thumb, that took the majority of the impact. Mm-hmm. And this whole event probably occurred in the space of a tenth of a second.
Right.
And there was the reaction time was just not there. There was no way anybody could react that quickly. After the second day of taking a rapid heal twice a day, all the swelling, all the pain, all the discomfort, even the cut that I received disappeared.
Yeah, that's great.
And it is what it's called.
Thank God for it. I know it saves me on occasion when I hurt myself in some way.
Yeah, it's not like I'm sitting around thinking, boy, I wish I would do something to myself that I'd have to use the rapid heal. But I was thankful that I had it.
Amen. I know I am too, Don. We're physically active and accidents happen. And yeah. And thank God that stuff, I know it helps me a lot when I ever get hurt bad. And I've helped so many people with that one alone. And it's a favorite of Infection Killer, Rapid Heal, Dragon Juice. Those are usually the standards, and System Toner for the regular maintenance of the body. Those are usually the ones everybody, needs all the time. And then the other formulas are in less demand for other acute problems, whether it's the lung formula or arthritis or cancer blaster, and the eye formula. And so those are more, for other rare acute problems. That's so common, but for the demand on them. But Infection Killer, Rapid Heal, System Toner, always in demand, because everybody that discovers them, and Dragon Juice, they all realize, yep, no question about it. These formulas restore very, very quickly under that particular given condition. And just like with this elderly gal with the Lyme doing so good, and I don't disclose the ingredients, and I apologize for that, but because the formulas are so just quite phenomenal in the results, and so I have to protect it and keep it proprietary, so it's worth way more than I sell it for, and I want to keep it that way. And so I keep it proprietary, and so naturally, usually, everybody, when they hear about me, it's usually desperate cases. So initially, like this lady and her daughter I was working with at the same time, the lady with the Lyme here locally. And so at first, skeptical until they talk to me and stuff, and then they find out from talking with me I seem to have some expertise, and they gain confidence in me. And, of course, I always say, look, you heard about me. I'm not advertising. So somebody urged you to go to me because they know from personal experience. And sure enough, with the Lyme coming under control, and in the beginning, of course, everybody that, you know, they know when they go home and they say, what are you crazy? He's not a doctor and he doesn't tell you what's in it. What are you crazy? And then after the first week, I get the calls where it's usually, Mike, everybody's stunned. They can't get over the results. They all want to know who you are. And now it doesn't matter so much that you don't know what's in it because obviously it's got to be super healthy. Look at me, you know, and everybody acknowledges that. And so then the need to know exactly what's in it isn't so important to them because they're all suffering bad. And all they want to know is that they're going to get well. So they're not suffering. And that's where my formulas shine. And so after the Lyme being put in check with the infection killer, straightening out the stomach first, she had thyroid problem on Synthroid, another common med for thyroid imbalances. And so now with the daughter as well. And so now with the system toner already weaning off the med, off the Synthroid, and the daughter already too telling me the same thing. I can't get over it, Mike, but sure enough, with the system toner, I'm not using the med and I'm feeling really good. And then they get weaned off the meds as the system toner restores the various glands or organs, whatever that system toner in particular is needed for. And so it's just amazing, Don, and I'm so lucky of a guy to be in this position to help people in this capacity and to always get these, you know, great reports and people's respect because, you know, you just bail them out of a serious situation with their health. And, you know, there's no greater for me, service I could do to God and his creation and to my fellow man than serve in this kind of capacity. And it's so rewarding to me personally because just to hear people give me good reports, knowing they're doing good, Don, I just can't really even express it in words. I really am very fortunate. You know, I could go on and on with all these cases. Mm-hmm. I got a case in Massachusetts.
You're going to say Charlie Giuliani?
Well, Charlie's was an old case where he got banged up by getting hit by a car a couple years ago.
Riding his bicycle, I think, wasn't it?
That's correct.
And he fractured his collarbone?
Yeah, actually broke it.
Yeah.
And with a rapid heal alone, just in a few weeks, the doctor couldn't even get over it. He goes, this is impossible. You're weeks, months ahead of where you should be.
And I remember the radio show where he was lauding the merits of it and telling people, you know, I tried this and I tried that and nothing would work. I was miserable. I even couldn't do my show, he said. I couldn't sit here at the microphone. And he said, Michael Anthony said, I've got something that'll help you get through this. And he went crazy on that show, talked about it a good half hour.
Yes,
Well he felt and how rapidly he was healing.
Yes, yes. It was great. Another great report. And Charlie's on Oracle Broadcasting Radio now. And once in a while he has me on as a guest to get into this stuff. And it's great, Don. But there's another case in Massachusetts. Now, here, this is what I want your audience to listen very closely to. Now, this poor girl, when she came to me, she's suffering in such intense pain, she really wants to commit suicide. The reason? Because I traced it back to a botched root canal, and she started experiencing pain. And unfortunately, the doctor she went to for trying to figure out what the pain's all about, he doesn't do the right diagnostic work like I did with some simple questions, and I already suspected. I said, by any chance, before these pains started to come about, did you have a root canal? And she says, I did. And I said, there's the cause of the problem. But the doctor she went to goes to right to brain surgery, and they deadened some nerve centers so she wouldn't feel the pain. Well, they botched that up and ruined her even more, and now she's got some kind of mechanical or electronic device in there as well, and it's like, oh my God. And this poor girl, just to talk to her, she could barely talk the pain. You could feel the pain. And so thank God with the rapid heal, she told me the other day she's already doing so much better. She's, you know, she's already happy because the serious killing pain has already subsided. And I'm just praying now that I can help get her quality of life back to a substantial degree because her life's been ruined for over 10 years now. The doctor did lose his license eventually, but hey, That doctor's walking around. He ruined this young girl's life. Ruined it. And God willing, now maybe, hopefully, can still help her body bounce back substantially enough where she can get her life back and not be in such misery, pain. But this is what you got to watch out for. These lunatic doctors that are cut happy and without proper diagnostics, trying to figure out the real cause of why she's experiencing a certain pain and not jump to some conclusion, well, we got to do brain surgery. It's outrageous, totally outrageous. And curse that good-for-nothing SOB.
Well, pain is the body's way of letting you know something's wrong, but going right in there and creating more pain.
And trying to kill dead and nerve centers so you don't feel the pain. What is that? It's lunacy.
Yeah. It sounds like government, doesn't it?
That's very scary, Don, because you're absolutely right. And by the way, you know, the poor people in Massachusetts, they're up in Taxachusetts, they have had that health care plan for a number of years now where they all are forced every month to pay that insurance fee or be fined. And I'm just like, I don't know how you guys tolerate that one. I sure wouldn't. But fortunately, Don, health is easy. It's through Mother Nature. I myself am not doing anything. I just know what to use from Mother Nature in a certain way to achieve really beautiful results in the body. But it's Mother Nature doing all the work, and of course that's God. Yeah. And it's in the Bible, right in the Garden of Eden. I give you herbs for healing.
You
and
know,
fruit
nature
shall be
is
your...
so simple. Nature and what she provides is so simple. And the processes that the body have to go are so simple when one follows, you know, that protocol. It's when we get into the complexities of modifying and synthesizing and processing what is natural into something else, which is totally unnatural, that the problems mount and become more complex. They go in the opposite direction.
I've had
some guests on the show that have talked about overcoming major diseases. They spent years, good part of their life even, going from doctor to doctor to find answers to what the cause of was of what they were suffering from. And in most instances, they alluded to the fact that they had mycoplasmic infections that basically were hiding in various organs and various systems in the body.
Yes, but it's all originating in the stomach, but go ahead.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying that
That's the cause.
There's a predominance of an acidic condition,
right?
Which feeds that.
Coming from the digestive tract. Go ahead.
Yes. And then when they embark upon a natural methodology of eating, choosing the foods more wisely, and people can say, well, you know, where I live or under. You know, I can see the people in the military. Well, you know, we have to eat in the mess hall or we get our food at the PX. I mean, that's where we have to buy our food.
Sure.
These people can still make wise choices, can't they, Michael?
As often as possible. And sure, you're stuck in a regimen there for the military guys and gals. You're stuck in a system there where, you know, you're working for the company store. And so they own you to a substantial degree, but right, you have to look for every opportunity to find real food and acquire it and utilize it properly. Again, no sugars with protein and starches. For example, eating fruit after a meal is the worst thing you can do for your health.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's always stunned when I tell them that. But that's how it is. You got to have that sugar all by itself with nothing else, because the sugar will ferment if it can't be fully digested.
A good time would be on an empty stomach, maybe as your breakfast, for instance.
Precisely, Don. No, we are the best time of the day where we truly have an empty stomach is when we wake up. And breakfast, by the way, means break fast? How are you breaking your fast? Because in the old days, they knew when you woke up, your body was fasting the whole time. Because when we stop eating, when we stop ingesting anything, our body automatically goes into a cleansing process. And that's called fasting. And so they knew this in the old days. And breakfast is really how you're breaking your fast. And it's very important to break your fast properly in order to benefit from that little fast. Otherwise, you won't get the benefits of that little cleansing. And you'll just continue to create a condition that's going to deteriorate the health of the body over time. And so that's the essential golden rule more than anything. Mixing some protein and starches is doable as long as they're quality protein and starches and there's no sugar present. Because when that sugar starts to ferment because of a protein or digestion, see, the body, it's so simple, like Don was saying. Everything's simple. We got to think simple. The body only digests one food at a time. In nature, we don't see a sugar with a protein or a starch growing on a tree anywhere. The sugars are all by themselves. The starches are all by themselves. The proteins are all by themselves. Mixing and making all kinds of exotic dishes all in all is not the way in nature. Mm-hmm. And it's simple. Having one thing here, one thing there, or a little bit of combining of certain things that are in season together. But you never have a sugar with a protein or a starch because the sugar ferments. As that sugar begins to ferment in the digestive tract, the byproduct is gas and bloating. And so that's now indigestion. That's what's happening. Something in the stomach is now no longer being fully digested. Therefore, it's indigestion. And then when you constantly repeat this problem daily, weekly, year after year, you're compounding and compounding this problem. And then over time, the digestion system, because of the high content of the gas byproduct, you know, you get a swampy environment.
I was going to say, yeah, it sounds like you're moving towards swamp gas. And you just
exactly right. It's exactly how it is. It becomes like a steamy bog. And everybody knows, you know, that's a very swampy gas coming out. And so that's the beginning of a corrupted digestion system. And once the stomach gets corrupted or the digestion system gets corrupted enough, then the rest of the body will become corrupted because the digestion in the stomach is the center of our health. Mm-hmm. And so that's why that's so important.
Yeah. And, you know, food, proper digestion cannot even occur. Even in that state, when you're eating correctly, it takes such a long time, if at all, for those toxins to leave the body. They're trying, but, and the nose knows.
Yes, and even digestion itself, when you're using high-quality foods and simple foods that are nice and ripe in nature, because that's another key, must be ripe in season. You should not eat anything that's out of season. Always stay close to Mother Nature, and you'll always be happy. And you got to follow her seasons and go accordingly to what foods are available to us in that season. And they're always ripe then. And where there's ripeness, there's perfection. And that perfection will be imparted into the body, and next thing you know, you have perfect health.
Yeah.
And something else that everyone has to consider, and there's no avoiding this law, this is a fact, animal flesh causes so much harm to the body. It's a magnet for infections. Every single time, you can't escape that law. Piece of animal flesh, it's decaying, putrefying, and is a magnet for pathogens. And that's standard microbiology 101. And so when you're eating that, you're bringing that into your system. And it's going to cause a lot of corruption faster than a lot of other things will because of the putrefactive condition. And so there's no escaping that. And so a lot of my clientele, when I tell them, you know, I have to work on the stomach so my formulas can really perform. So in order to get the stomach in shape as fast as possible, here's the rules. So no animal flesh for as long as you can. And it's always a challenge for everybody that's used to having that every day in the beginning. But eventually they all find out, you know, Mike, I feel so much better without it. And when I go, I don't even find so much appeal for it generally most of the time. This is what they'll find because that's the body talking now. The body really doesn't want the stuff. And ultimately, I have to explain to them because a lot of times it's so hard to believe that animal flesh can't be healthy. And I say, listen, Don't you notice when you're getting around 17, 18, 19, one day all of a sudden you get this offensive odor coming out of your armpits and you say, whoa, is that me? Whoa, where's that coming from? Can't believe that's me. I better shower up before I go out, or I better throw some deodorant or cologne on. Now, we didn't have that offensive odor prior, the year before that. Definitely when we're born, our parents aren't saying, throw them in the shower quick, bathe them quick, and get that deodorant on them because this kid stinks. Obviously, that doesn't happen, does it? It happens later as we're getting older. And the primary cause is the animal flesh from the putrefaction. It stinks, and it's coming out of the pores. Now, the chemical foods, the laboratory foods, they also have their own particular odor. And it's not good, that's for sure. But the putrefactive condition from animal flesh is unavoidable, and it causes the rotting of the body, and these odors coming out are the symptom of that condition. And so since for me, for example, Don, I've been without that for so many years, and I have no offensive odors coming out of my pores indefinitely. I mean, I could go day in, day out, day in, day out. And if for some reason I don't have access to a shower, a bath, or a swimming pool, and I don't have to worry. I can still wear the same clothes still and always look fresh, always smell clean. And that's the way it's supposed to be, because our body is now technically in a temple condition like a kid. The Lord said, must be like a child to enter the kingdom of heaven. Yeah, Mike, because you got to be innocent. That's part of it. But also kids' bodies are new and clean and in temple condition. Their eyes are bright. They're full of energy. That's how it is for everybody in heaven. They're all like kids, full of energy and power. And their bodies are beautiful and bright. And that's also why we have to be like a child. We have to retain that. That temple condition of the body. And technically, Don, you know, that's really what I do as I help people with their health. I'm really helping them restore their body back to temple condition. So once in a while, when someone says, well, what do you do, Mike? I say, well, I'm a temple builder. And they think I'm in construction. But I technically am in construction, but of a different type. So that's what nature will do when we allow nature to get back into our body and take control. And she will restore the body back in a temple condition because that's the way it's meant to be by God's design. And that's when we have God power coursing through our veins. And everybody will always get the same results, guaranteed. But the withdrawal off the complex proteins and all that in the beginning is difficult for a lot. So I show them how to substitute using vegetable sources for good quality proteins and stuff. And you don't need much quantity of it because the quality is so perfect that it really hits the spot quick with a small amount.
Yes. Well, Michael, we're out of time. I know there are some folks out there that are going to want to get in touch with you. And I have to post your information on my website, which I will be doing tomorrow because I've got this mountain of work off of my shoulders, and I will have all that contact information. So check with my website, directlightproductions.com, under the sponsors page, and you'll see a page entitled Michael Anthony's Private Stock, and where he lists all the different products that are available and the contact information in case you have any questions and you want to pick his brains a little bit. He's happy to do that. Of course, if you were listening to the show tonight, you got basically the entire script. So, Michael, I want to thank you for being on the show.
Thank you, Don. Always fun.
And also let our listeners know that you'll be visiting with us next Tuesday, the 18th of Great. May, on Evident Footprints.
Look forward to it as always, Don. Thank you.
Okay. Now, I have a message here that I should keep going, and I don't know what that's related to. Maybe they're trying to make a complete show here since we got knocked off. If I'm right, Don, just give me a signal on that. here's what, yep, I'm right. So I'm going to take a moment and replay something. This is going to be the third night in a row that I played this clip, but I want people to listen to the attitude that some people have. Actually, we want you to know ahead of time, this is a spoof on the healthcare bill. But there are people of this mindset, and this comedian, whose name is Glozell, posted this as a YouTube-type video to show her comedic skills and address a very serious issue. And I think this is really quite ingenious because a lot of people think she's dead serious. And in a way, she is, if you get my meaning, sort of a double meaning there. And this is entitled, Your Higher Taxes Pay for My Health Care. Thanks, President Short-Legged Mac Daddy.
Hello, this is Calandra, not your mother, Unabomber. And guess what, people? I love President Obama. Yes, I do. I love President Obama. And guess what? I voted for him. Do you want to know why I voted for him? Do you want to know why? Do you want to know why? Because he's black. He black. Yes, I said it. I said it again. I voted for him because he was black. Yes, I did. And guess what? I'm going to get me some health care. Showed up. I don't know why you're looking at me. You need to be at work so you can pay for my health care. I love it. I love it. I-L-O-V-E-I-T. Yes, I do. I'm getting health care. I ain't got no job. I love America. I love me some America. Me and my 7 children. All 7 of my children are going to get some health care now. Sure enough, sign the bill, honey. Sign the bill. So, anywho, that's all I got to say about it. And if you don't like President Barack Obama, if you don't like him, then you is a racist. Yes, I said it. You is a racist. Uh-huh. Yeah, you are, because you know what? President Obama is doing good by me. Uh-huh, now, yes, I can get sick now. So y'all keep going to work, making all that money, because your taxes is helping me and my chillings. All right, over and out. Thank you. I love America.
You know,
it's good.
Three nights in a row. It's still funny.
It is hilarious.
In a way,
very
in
good.
Another way, it's sad too. Because
oh, absolutely.
You've probably encountered some people that feel that way. That say, well, you know, our family has suffered. Of course, we did a show on this very topic last night. The issue of producers and non-producers, and that's the attitude. Even though that's a parody, that attitude is the attitude of a non-producer.
It certainly is.
I read the obituary of one Larmando Flair Allen in New Orleans last night.
And yes, the entrepreneur.
A guy making $156,000 a year was shot to death, multiple gunshot wounds, but he was labeled an entrepreneur.
And it just cracks me up. You know,
by the definition, it's everybody has a scam. It seems like there's some kind of scam every time you turn around.
For non-producers, that's their only way to make a living, Don.
Yeah.
You got to scam somebody.
And the other non-producers are those that feed off of us like parasites in what they call the government, which is day and night now being disclosed, minute by minute, second by second, as nothing more than organized crime.
Truly a racket.
You know? It's like those that pay for protection. I thought that would be an uplifting.
It's exactly like that.
To end the show tonight, I do have the signal that Don is ready now for us to say goodnight. So, again, Michael, until I see you next Tuesday, the 18th, I wish you a great rest of the week, a great weekend, and keep doing the work you're doing. You should be hearing from a lot of folks in the very near future here. So,
thank you very much, Don. God bless to you and everybody listening. I'll see you next week.
All right. All right, folks, that wraps it up. You've been listening to Evident Footprints, the abbreviated and the extended version together. Special thanks to Wind Talkers Radio Network and blogtalkradio.com. Also, I want to thank Don Newsom for helping us, holding our hand through these technical difficulties. They're not always our fault. Tonight was one example. Also want to thank Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible. Most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Join me again tomorrow night when my very special guest will be none other than former U.S. Marine Drew Malone Raines. In the meantime, I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.